folks. Welcome back to Three Peas in a Podcast. But obviously, one of the Peas isn't here. He's a driver, isn't he, Ada?
Yeah.
He is, yeah. But obviously, this is our studio. We hire this out. You can hire Grandma's studio out. There's been a nice... Did you like the intro?
It was good.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And the music and the...
Yes, yeah, it's good.
It's looking professional.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know whether I like this professionalism in me. But anyway, you go on to Grandma's studio and hire this place out and you get your own podcast going.
Great stuff.
It is, isn't it? It is good stuff. So what we're going to do, folks, we're going to do a little bit of something different because Chris isn't here. He's a lorry driver. Have I mentioned that? He's a lorry driver. He's stuck. That's the way it is. He's stuck on the road. So for anybody who doesn't know AD is here.
Hiya.
And AD has MS, don't you, mate?
Yep.
So what we're going to do on this video, on this podcast, is we're going to just have a quick chat about, not a quick chat, that sounds rude like I'm hurrying you up, and I'm not, but we're going to have a chat about MS and how it's affected your life, how you deal with it or you cope with it, how your family cope with it. I'm not invading your underwear drawer.
I don't mind.
But we mentioned this before, didn't we? We were saying, like, I could take these glasses off now if I'm not reading anything off my script. We mentioned this before about doing a podcast, didn't we?
We were just chatting about this.
Now, this has got me completely on a whim because I didn't know that Chris wasn't going to be here. So I am not prepared for this. This is going to test me if I can do a podcast and just go for it and hopefully not insult the people with MS because I'm actually unprepared. But this is just putting it out there in the open. So, Aidy, we've known each other, what, say 30 years, 25 to 30? I've known Chris longer, And back at Canon when we worked there, you've got to put this into big lad speak. You were normal, weren't you? You were healthy, fit.
Young lad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just going about my business, doing whatever young people do.
Yeah. And then one day, because me and Chris, although we don't work together, we do keep in touch with each other. And we message each other and all that thing. Just so that people don't think I brought two black lads in just for the sake of it. You know what I mean? I've pulled a club out here, an ace card here. Excuse me. Chris sent me a message. AD's got MS. And I went, you what? He says, he's got MS. And it's like, my thought was, fucking hell. How? How's he got that? And it just done a thing. Yeah, so tell us, mate.
It just caught me out of the blue, really. I mean, I was 2015. Yeah, about 2015. I was walking my dog and my right leg, it was dragging behind me.
Yeah.
And this was going on, and then it was getting worse, and it was just—I just couldn't lift it up. It was just dragging along the floor. Yeah. And at first, I thought I was having a heart attack or something like that.
Or a stroke, or something like that.
Stroke—that's what I meant. I thought I was having a stroke, and I phoned the doctors up, and I told them and that, and then I left it at that. And then the next minute, I went to work, had a phone call, you got to go to Leicester.
Were you still driving lorries and stuff at this time?
Yeah. I mean, I must admit, I was driving, once I was diagnosed anyway, I was driving why I could still do it.
Yeah.
And obviously...
So you are allowed to carry on driving
say at the moment, I mean, now I drive an adapted car.
Yeah.
But before then, I could carry on driving until my condition got worse where it wasn't safe for me to drive.
Yes. You took responsibility for yourself because no doubt I would probably think that there is people out there who think I can still carry on.
The only trouble is it's MS, it just takes a bit of you each time as it gets worse, and you've got to give up stuff you've been doing all the time, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and eventually I had to stop driving. I mean, a big lorry. You can't afford to mess around with them, can you?
They hurt.
And I was bumping into it, actually. I was walking around, bumping into it, hitting my shoulder on it, and I thought, bloody hell. And I was struggling getting up. So eventually I went into the office and had an office job. But when I got diagnosed. I thought I was having a stroke. I went to work. The doctor said, you've got to come to Leicester Royal straight away. There's all people waiting for you. So I went there. Had a lumbar punch, MRI scan. Doctor took me in. He says, yeah, you've got MS because you have the light. When you look at your brain,
yeah,
you have like white patches on it, left or right. Yeah. Well, mine's on the right side, so it affects my...
Left side, yeah.
No, it was on the left side, so it affects my right side.
Yeah, so it's like your eyesight's upside down or something, isn't it? I know that sounds stupid.
So, but anyway, the blodges are on the left and it affects my right side. So my right side is the weaker side.
Yeah.
So that's where the... that's where it began. The journey began.
So, you obviously get diagnosed with that. Now, this is going to sound a straight to the point question. Can it kill you? Can you die from it?
Yeah, it can. I mean, I've got secondary progressive.
Yeah,
I've got relapse remitting, which is the first stage. Secondary progressive and primary progressive.
Yeah,
and usually once it gets to primary progressive, there's not really much out there they can give you for it.
So you're on medication now to control it, to slow it down.
To sort of slow it down.
Yeah.
But my condition just, because usually you have relapses.
Yeah.
Well, I can honestly say I haven't really noticed a relapse. Yeah. I've gradually just got worse.
Yeah.
And
so you've not like...
No, because you can have relapses, you see, what really messes you up.
Yeah.
And I've not really, but I've just... gone slowly downhill.
Yeah.
So my stage is now secondary progressive. So I'm at the next stage. Primary progressive is the worst. And yes, you can die from it.
You can.
I mean, there was a thing not long ago on the news.
Yeah.
I told you about him. You know the person who jumped the building.
Yeah, it was a free runner or something.
Free runner.
Yeah.
And he was quite young.
Yeah.
He's bedridden. You know what I mean? From being an healthy guy like that.
So you say now then that it's secondary progression?
Yeah,
progression.
It's the next stage.
Yeah, so do they give a timeline on this? Because, I mean, obviously, there's people now going to be watching it who have got family relatives, friends of it, and they'll be on the internet, they'll be on YouTube and typing in MS all that. And hopefully my channel brings that kind of openness out that people can relate to. They don't... You know, you get these people who they give advice, but they've never actually suffered from it, and they seem to think to know what to do.
The only trouble with MS, everybody's different.
Yeah.
Someone can have relapse remittance for quite ages.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or some people got MS and they can carry on like normal.
Yeah.
It just depends. Every case is different. You know what I mean?
So have they seen a case like yours? Do they compare you to another case? Or
there's hundreds of people with that. It's quite surprising how many there is. I mean, being that it's caught us out, I haven't really...
No. Sometimes when you get thrown into a situation this, you do speak more of the truth. You don't try and rehearse what you're trying to say.
There's more people than you think have got MS.
So how long's MS been going around? I mean, I know that sounds a stupid question, but when was it first diagnosed with somebody?
You see, you're putting me on the spot without...
Yeah.
Because I haven't done any revision.
No.
Because you've caught me out now. But it's been going on a while.
Yeah.
It's been going on a long time.
Because, like, I must admit, I'm 52 now. I knew of MS in the 80s. Is it yuppie flu? Is that what you... Or no, that's something else. But I think I first started to hear of MS... in the 80s.
I mean, I go to an MS group where everybody...
Is that like Alcoholics Anonymous?
The only trouble is, it's hard to talk to Joe Bloggs often, even some of my family, you know, it's just hard to talk to them because they do their best to understand it, but they don't really understand it, you know what I mean? So I go to groups where everybody's the same. Mm. We've all got MS.
Yeah.
And we know what we're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because my family have been great and they've done the best they can, but they don't... I mean, I keep getting told, slow down, and I hate it. You know, slow down. But
there might be a day when you have slowed down and you can't go another speed.
It's just I've never been a person to sit on
your ass. Well, you weren't. I mean...
I've never been a person.
Even at Canon, you're always buzzing. Where's Aidy? Always fucking picking down there something. Oh.
I've never been a person to just sit on my arse, and I've always done things. One thing I do miss is walking my dog with my stick around the fields.
Yeah.
I used to enjoy that.
Yeah.
I can't even do that. I've got myself a scooter and I've not really, since I've had it, I've only took it out twice, but it's just...
Why is that? And is that because it's not you? It's not part of you?
MS just takes... And you see, you know when you were talking about depression and whatnot, I can understand people who have got... I know where they're talking about when they're talking about depression and stress.
Yeah.
Because I suffer from it.
Yeah.
I suffer from depression, stress.
Yeah.
A lot. So I know where you're coming from when you're talking about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just sort of... I mean, if you look at me, you would have think, oh, he's all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's, but I sort of keep it to myself.
Yeah.
I don't like to upset my family regarding. I just sort of get on with it.
Well, it's like walking in here today. I was waiting. When I know somebody who has got a disability or an illness or something, I don't treat them any different, to be fair. I'll hold the door open for you, but that's because I hold the door open. I let people go first because that's what I was brought up to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was brought up, I wasn't dragged up. And I'll do the same with you. But you said to me, go on, don't wait for me. You know, leave me alone. I'm all right. Don't wrap me up in cotton wool.
Yeah, I just want to be treated like normal. You know what I mean? Yeah, sometimes I do need help.
Yeah, of course you do. And if you do, you actually say, big lad, can you give his hand?
I will.
And I'll say, fucking no, fuck off.
If I can do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just want to sort of get on. Now, if it was MS, you've got to take every day as it comes.
Yes.
That
do you take the attitude of every day is your last day, or...?
I just get on with... I just try and live my life as good as I can every day.
Yeah.
I really do, because MS, it only takes one relapse to really knack you up.
Yeah. I liked what you said then about you go to a meeting with others.
Yep.
And I find that absolutely brilliant, because... You go to people who have issues in their lives and that, and they'll go and see a counsellor. And they sit down and the counsellor will basically tell them what they want to hear. They'll see into their soul and they'll say, right, well, if I say this, this will make you feel better. And sometimes you don't need to be made to feel better.
No,
it's like when I did a video on debt, right? My advice on debt and my advice on grief, because my mum's died, June's mum and dad have died, and... other things. So we gave a video of grief because we've experienced it. A lot of people go and see these counsellors, these students who have come out and they've got all the qualifications, but no fucking idea how somebody is feeling. They only guess how they're feeling. And they can take offence to what I've said. I don't give a fuck. It's true. But with you sitting with your mates, you can actually exchange experiences.
Yeah.
And you can, yeah, I know what you fucking
mean. We know... how we stand.
Yeah.
You know, they're struggling with the same thing I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
And it's just easier to talk to somebody. I mean, it's been a lifesaver. When I first
got diagnosed,
I didn't know where to turn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I really didn't know where to turn. And this group, I found out about this group and it's been great.
We'll have to put the group in the description below, mate.
The group's been great, and the people who go there are brilliant, and it's a variety of ages. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not
men and women.
Oh yeah. And older people.
Do you take the piss out of each other?
Yeah, we always do.
You've got to.
Yeah,
I find humour and taking the piss out of people one of the greatest medicines for everybody.
We all have a good laugh, and I tell you something. Anyone who's got MS, go to a group, because it's helped me out a lot. Really has.
So when you were diagnosed with MS. Obviously, it's affected you massively. How did it affect the wife and the lad?
But they were upset about it. There was tears shed. You know what I mean? There really was. They've been great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've been really supportive and they really have helped a lot. And I know it's, you know, and I can tell it's upsetting them, but they keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
I know. What's the word? You know, they see I'm getting worse. And they won't say anything, but it does hurt, you know.
I suppose it's one of those situations where they can't do anything.
No, they can't. They just watch as you progressively.
And in one way, and I don't know how to say it, I suppose it's like buying a bunch of flowers and they just wilt, don't they?
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
No, there isn't.
Just be there.
You just got to take...
I mean, your missus is a diamond, ain't she?
Oh, no, she is. She's brilliant. She really is. All my family's been great. You know, my mum and everyone, they've been really good. And even people close to me have been brilliant about it. So, you know, I do get upset about it, and I do, you know, I just laying there sometimes thinking, it's shit.
It is. It's bound to be, isn't it?
I keep going to, you know, slow down, sit down, and I just... And I fell down loads of times.
Yeah.
And
I've been but you get back up.
Oh, no. I try and get some. Yeah. I've been lucky.
No, mentally. Oh, you get back up.
No, you've got to.
Yeah.
You can go two ways. You either go into a big hole and let it get you.
Yeah.
Or you've just sort of got to get on with your life and do the best you can.
Yeah.
I know it's easier to say than me to say it in that, but you've got to. With someone... I mean, in my position, I've got MS, and I can say it, because you either get yourself into a big hole and you get worse, or you just try and do the best you can.
This is why, I mean, when Chris said about... when I first went around Chris's and I did the reviews with him, and we had a right laugh, and then you were there, and I thought, oh, is he going to be up for this? Because And I switched off for a minute, because normally, if that were the normal big lad... People, they call me Big Lad, all right. This, people go, who the fuck's Big Lad? Big Lad's me, right. And I switched off from being Big Lad. And I felt, oh, fuck, how am I going to handle this one? And then I thought, hold on, it's how you there. Just do what you do and just carry on. And when Chris got you there, and I thought, and we finished and we did the reviews and all that, and you just said about 8 words, but every word was a big part of what we did.
Yeah.
You know, because like I says, 86 in the corner, it just comes out with the odd sentence and it's brilliant.
I just hope now it's out anyway, people all understand, because I do look at the reviews and that, and some people say, oh, I just sit there quiet and that.
Yeah.
But hopefully they understand why I'm not probably as outgoing as everybody else.
But you're a massive part of the three P's in the podcast, like I am and like Chris is with his muscles. But you sitting there and just coming in with your little digs or your little bits, it just makes our podcast. And this is what, and I thought when we started to do the podcast and you said, I thought, fucking brilliant. Because not saying I'm feeling sorry for you or giving you sympathy, but I thought it'd be great just to get you out and give
it,
your,
it is.
You
it's
know what I mean?
It's better than just sitting at home, just.
Yeah. Someone to look forward to, isn't it? Once a fortnight, we come in here in this 1970s studio.
Roasting the hot studio. Yeah. I mean, you've just got to get on with it.
So what medication are you on?
Well, I'm on Tecfidera at the moment.
That's nothing to
me. No, but for MS people, they'll understand. It's just another... There's quite a few different drugs out there. I can't really mention them all because I've not really looked at it. But I'm on Tecfidera. There's a new drug at the moment, what's coming out. I forgot what its name, but I'm going to be going on to that. It's meant to slow it down. It is. It's this new
Could it
drug.
Improve you?
I don't know if it's going to improve me. I don't think...
Has the damage been done?
The damage. It's in the nervous system, you see.
So in theory, then, it's like you've been hit over there with a piece of 4B2 and that is not going to correct your brain.
It's not going to get any better unless they get... I mean, people have... doing this radiation and stem cell.
That's it. I was going to actually mention
that
stem
meant
cell.
To improve you. I don't know, but it's new.
Yeah.
And
would you take it? Or would you prefer to just say, right?
I haven't got anything to lose, you know.
Yeah.
I really haven't. I mean, I can carry on like I'm going.
You say you haven't got anything to lose, but... Would that be looking at it from... Now, this is going to sound... I'm not a professional. Is that looking at it from a selfish point of view? Because obviously, your missus and your kids...
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
If you ended up
and it's
dribbling in a bag...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's odd.
It is.
You don't really know till it happens.
I mean, I've got to ask that because some people...
I can probably say you're being selfish in that, but would I want to take it? You put yourself in my shoes... I look at people with MS and that's going to be me.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some unfortunate, they're in the bedridden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you're not bedridden.
No,
though,
not
but,
yet.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at my future.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
When I go to the groups, I see people in different stages and how bad they are. And I'm thinking that could be me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've always said to June that if I end up, this is going to sound bad as well, because there are people out there in that situation, but if I end up in a wheelchair and I cannot speak and I cannot control what I do, yes, I could sit in a wheelchair. I could sit in a wheelchair to an extent, as long as I've got my mind and I can do things. If I'm sitting there with my head on one side, yeah, dribbling, put it, shoot me. I don't want to live.
It's like when, because I watch a lot of this ambulance and stuff like that. And then when someone comes up with MS and you look at it. But like when I was looking at that lad on the news and he's just bedridden, and I'm just looking at myself thinking,
you don't want to be that. No, and I really did.
From where I am, and it is upset. MS is very stressful.
Yeah.
And
for everybody.
No, it is.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
it is for all the family. You know what I mean? But do I really want to be like that?
No.
You know what I mean?
I couldn't do that. And there is probably people out there saying, oh, you're being selfish in that. But no, this is going to sound stupid as well. We had a dog, right? And we had to have him put to sleep. I'm not comparing you with a dog, and I'm not comparing anybody who's right. But our dog, you've seen him on the videos, Doodle. He was 100 mile an hour, and anyway, in the end, he'd got the big C, and there was something else wrong with him. He was anemic, and we'd done all the tests on him, and it wasn't him. And we had him put down because it wasn't him. And I think that's what you're saying.
It's just MS. It's just a cruel disease, mate. Because you don't just... It's not just MS.
Yeah.
You know, I suffer from fatigue. I've got tinnitus in my right ear. That's been going on for ages. Just constant ringing. It's just, you know what I mean? My balance issues.
Yeah.
Toilet issue. So it goes on and on. It's not just MS.
It's just stripping you.
It's just...
In it.
You suffer from so many different things besides just MS, you know what I mean? And it's just taking a bit of you each time.
And there's no reason why it should have attacked you, is it?
I haven't got a clue because I've got no one in the family with MS.
Have you ever sat there and thought, why me?
Well, no, not really, no.
Why is that? Because people, it's like you'll see a kid that's got like some kind of disease and the parents will say, he never says, why me? He just gets on with life. And I tend to find that out with a lot of people that have got an illness like yours.
Not really.
You know, when my mum had cancer, she was, and like, she died from it. It ripped her to bits. Yeah. She never ever said, why me?
It's unlucky, isn't it? You know, it's just one of them things. Unfortunately, that's what I've got and I've got to live with it. And there's only... At the end of the day, there's only me who can sort myself out to where my head is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Really. I can have all the help in the world, but at the end of the day, it's up to me.
Yeah.
You know, how I look after myself. Yeah.
So do you have a special diet or...?
No, I go to the gym, luckily.
Yeah.
Luckily, I can go to the gym. I go to the gym and try and keep fit as I can.
Yeah.
Do as much
so what
as
do you
can.
Do? Weights or do you do just go on weights. A treadmill?
No, I can't.
I'm not saying...
No.
Is there, but I'm saying, do you like...
I just go... I sit down by.
Yeah.
I can manage to do that.
Yeah.
And I do weights.
Yeah.
Well,
what I was thinking was on the treadmill before people take the piss... I was thinking, you know the old saying is if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah,
I thought if you was on a treadmill,
that'd be too quick for you. I can't even. I'm always got my walkie stick. Or when I'm walking around my house, I've got my walker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've got to take my walk to the gym.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've got, FES.
Yeah. It's got a little electric Robocop box.
Yeah, that helps me lift my right leg up. So that helps because it gets me to walk.
Yeah.
If I ain't got that... But
knackered.
I fell over loads of times, you know what I mean? And I've been very lucky.
Do you do, now this, I'm not saying you swim, do you do walking in the water? Because that's supposed to be weightlessness and...
I've never been a swimmer anyway.
No, I can't stick swimming.
I can't see
the point unless you're drowning.
I don't do that. I sort of go to the gym and that's about as much as... I don't really go out. I mean, the furthest I've come really is this.
Yeah. And this is why I like doing it, because it does get you out, and it is really good.
This is the furthest I've been. I usually stick to just Shepshed. I just go to the gym in Shepshed and go home.
So what does the future hold now then for you? Now, do you have any ideas? Do you set yourself a goal? Do you
I just take each day as it comes.
Yeah.
Big lad. I try and enjoy myself. I mean, I have down times.
Yeah.
I have a lot of down times, and I just sort of, it'd be better once my groups are back as well.
Yeah.
Being that this COVID's been,
so of course,
been shut down.
So have you done no groups online?
I talk to people online. I keep in touch with them.
Yeah.
But we haven't been to any groups, obviously. But hopefully that might be coming back in September, I've been told. So, because there's two. There's one in Gorfcoffert and one in Loughborough.
Yeah.
But I've been told that one of them might be starting up soon. So, but that's great. That helps a lot.
So what else do you do to keep you busy? Do you do things like Sudoku to keep your mind active, or do you play that kind of thing? You know what I mean? Do you do crosswords?
No, Xbox. I play on my Xbox.
Yeah.
But no, I try and keep busy around the house. I try and keep as active as I can, and I do. But the trouble is, you've got to take your time because it just wipes you out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. But I just try and keep as busy as I can, Dave. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So
how long do you sleep for at night then? Because obviously you said you suffer with fatigue. So is it like you're in bed by half eight?
No, I'm in bed. No, I go to bed about 12 and that. But sometimes sometimes you could just wake up and just not get out. You can just stay there in bed. You really could just stop there.
So that's where you say you suffer with depression, but you've got to be mentally strong to make yourself get up. Missus come in and throw a bucket of water?
No, she's still at home at the moment, but if she's at work, it's going to be just me on my own, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, but no, you just get yourself up. But sometimes you just could just stay there and not.
Yeah.
I mean, I struggle getting up anyway, just getting out of bed. I've got a thing to help me get up out of bed, and it's just odd just to get up. I've got an electric chair, and I've got walkers all over the place, so it's just,
that's bloody walking the dead, isn't it, walkers? Was that whisperers?
But no, I just sort of get on with it.
Do you think the government's doing enough to help MS? Because I don't think the government's doing enough to help
It's just everything full stop, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't going to just say MS. There's lots of different stuff out that people suffer from.
Yeah.
So I ain't just going to put MS in and say that needs more than that, because there's loads of stuff out there.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I agree the government should be doing more. They're too busy not helping the people of this country. And it's just shit. But I honestly think, because MS is an actual growing illness, isn't it?
It's quite surprising how many people. I can't say how many people. There is quite a few people out there.
But the thing is, unless the government get on top of it now with the help and the support for MS and all the other illnesses and stuff, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse.
Yeah,
And I don't think that the government realise that. I think they just talk about things of, we're going to put so many thousands of pounds, so many millions into this. And in the end, it don't mean fuck all. It's just soundbites.
It's just talking.
Yeah, it's just talking. It's just trying to win a vote. And I just think they're all a bunch of knobs.
I mean, But yeah, as I say, I could talk about MS, but nothing else, because I think I'm in a position to talk about MS. Yeah. But obviously.
Do you fancy actually going into a... I'll say career, because I don't know how else to word it. Do you fancy going into a career of MS and actually helping others who have just been diagnosed with it? Do you think you could give something to the MS community?
Well, there is loads of on the websites and that.
Yeah.
There's loads of MS sites where you can go on and talk to other people about MS. I mean, I'm on MS Society.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's loads on the website. If anyone...
But do you fancy doing that? Do you fancy going and, like, being in an office as such? Or
I just couldn't go into an office now.
No?
No. I mean, anyone who's got MS and wants to talk to me, by all means.
Yeah. So how long do you sleep for then, mate? Do you go to bed at 8 or...?
No, I usually go to bed when the wife goes to bed about 12.
Yeah.
And I probably get up about 11. I usually don't... 11 o'clock usually I'm up, but sometimes I could just stop in bed and not get out.
Yeah.
I could literally just stop in bed all day.
So I was just putting that on so I can time the 15 minutes so I don't miss it. I weren't going bored.
I could just stop in bed all day sometime. Yeah. Yeah, because you just haven't, you just don't feel like it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I honestly don't know how people like with this illness of MS and everything else just survive, because I take my hat off to anybody who's got MS and something like that and just keep going, just keep treading mud.
Yeah.
Because that must be what it'd be like, just treading mud and just,
It is hard. So, yeah. As I say, sometimes if it's so easy to put yourself in a hole.
Yeah.
It really is. Because, as I've said before, it just takes and it takes.
Yeah.
And you just gradually go downhill.
Do you see yourself, because you, obviously you've had MS now, what is it, 6 years, 7 years?
About that.
Yeah. Do you see yourself going and thinking, I could help somebody and make it, not making it a career, because that's probably the wrong words to say, but, you know, make a career of helping others with MS. Give them your experiences, them your knowledge.
I wouldn't sort of, if anybody wants to ask me about MS,
yeah.
I'm glad. I mean, I must admit, a few weeks ago, a guy wanted to know, because my car's adapted.
Yeah.
And they wanted to, because I was talking on an MS site, because there was a lady who was getting a new car. And
yeah.
She was saying that she's got to stop driving and that, because her right foot's getting weaker.
Yeah.
And I sent her a message back to say, well, I use my left foot.
Really?
I've got a left accelerator.
Did you know Michael Schumacher used to brake with his left foot?
Yeah.
Yeah. He could break. You know how most people break with the right foot? Yeah. He could break with his left foot, so he could never take his foot off the accelerator.
Right.
Sorry about that.
No, that's good news. But yeah, I use my left foot. Because when I first started, I was not that big.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get used to it.
Yeah, you couldn't get used to the...
I've got two accelerators in the car, one for my wife and one for me, and we just press the button. So
really? So is it automatic?
It's automatic.
It's automatic,
But it's got two pedals and then the brake pedal in the middle. So when I drive it, I press left.
That's good, isn't it?
She drives it, she presses right. So it's an adapted car. It's amazing what's out there, really. And this woman was on there saying, I've got to stop driving because my right leg. And then I sent her a message saying, I've got it. And then another bloke says he wanted to ask questions about it. So he FaceTimed and we got talking to each other about it. So,
that's brilliant.
So, but no, I'll talk to anybody. If they want to talk about MS, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, this is what I've done. I mean, when Chris hasn't turned up and we were talking in the room, weren't we? And I says, well, shall we go for it? Now, I know this. I don't do YouTube to get massive views now. I just like to do what I do. And this isn't going to have a massive amount. But you know what? I think this could be a growing video. And I think what I'll do is as well, for the next 6 months of this video, whatever I make from it, I'll pass on to some MS charity.
That's great.
Just to, you know, because I've not used MS, but I've used MS for a video. So whatever I make from this video for the next 6 months, what are we in now? August? We'll say till February. I'll pass it on to an MS chat. It won't be a lot, but it'll be something and that, so I'm not milking an illness. That's a fucking good idea, that car thing. But you see,
it's amazing what adaptions are out there anyway for disabled people. It really is.
Yeah.
So if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be driving.
No, and that'd be a little bit more of you chipped away, won't it? So. It'd be like that Roman statue, won't it, where he's lost both, or she's lost both arms, or...
So, but people do drive without arms, I mean.
Yeah. So where do you think, this is going to be a real stupid, TARDIS question, where do you think you'll be in, say, 5 years?
I don't know, really. No. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean, I've deteriorated quite a bit from when I first diagnosed, but I don't really know.
Since I've been seeing you again... you haven't seemed to have got worse. You have, and I don't want to say that because it's like touch wood, isn't it? Mm. You seem to have flatlined. Is that right? Am I seeing it right? Or I mean, I only see you what for a couple of hours on a.
Obviously, you don't see me struggling about the house and stuff like that. But I must admit, I'm not too bad at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm okay. You know what I mean? I'm not too bad.
Do you think the government could do more?
well, they could do more with everybody's condition, not just MS, everything.
Yeah.
So,
it's like the I went to all Boris then. Yes, we'll give £1 billion to MS, and give you 25 quid in the end, because that's how it normally works, isn't it? I just think that sometimes the government use illnesses such as heart conditions and strokes and MS, and I think they just use it for sound bites to try and win subs. Votes.
All the conditions could do with extra money, you know what I mean? Not just MS, cancer, everything was,
I think they could.
They all could do without.
Be able to, on your tax, when you get taxed, they should say, where do you want your tax to go? And I'll say, right, well, so much to the NHS. Well, that's national insurance, so that don't count. But so much to this, so much to that, and so much to this. Mm. It'd be brilliant then, wouldn't it? Mm. And you'd actually find out where people want the money to go and stuff.
Yeah, it would. It'd be great. But that's just a little insight into
how's your dad take it? Not your dad, how's your lad take it? Because, I mean, your lad's... I mean, I've only ever met your lad once when I was shouting at him down the... Not everything. The fat bastard up there.
The only trouble is my family don't really speak about it.
Yeah.
They keep it to themselves or anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? He does tell me to sit down a lot. Oh, you're always trying to do something. Oh, he does tell me. He does nag at me.
Yeah.
But no, he does help me. And as I say, my family's been great.
Yeah.
And they keep it
would
to
you
themselves.
Like them to... I mean, they might watch this, they might not. Would you like them to talk about it more or...?
No, not really. No, I just...
You don't want to put them on the spot?
No, I don't.
That's good of you, that
sometimes,
is.
Sometimes... As I said, I prefer to talk to people who...
Yeah.
They do their best to talk about it, but they don't really understand. Yeah.
They don't ignore the fact. It's when you've got somebody who ignores it.
Well, I'm not bothered. You know what? I'm not really bothered if people do it. I'm not really bothered. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just get on with my life. I'm not, you know, I'll talk to anybody.
I mean, I've always known you talk to anybody.
I just get on with my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, you know, it upsets my family. I know, but they keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
And I keep...
I suppose everybody has their own mechanism for handling things, don't
they? Yeah, you just...
I don't talk about death and stuff.
Yeah, you just...
When my mum died, I think I've only ever cried twice over my mum.
Yeah.
Once we're at the funeral. And another time when Sinead Twy, I Feel Like a Woman, come on the radio, because my mum loved
Twain.
That. Twain, that's it. And I think I cried at that.
Yeah.
I use humour as my mask too. If I take the piss out of things, it's not because I'm taking the piss, it's because that's the only way I can deal with things.
I mean, if I'm upset, I sometimes when I'm on my own and I'm having a bad day and I really get down and that, but I must admit there's a lady at the MS group and she can read me like a book.
Right.
She knows when...
Well, hopefully she's not blind and she's not reading like Braille.
she knows when I'm bullshitting.
Yeah.
Because she always asks me, are you all right? And I just used to say yes. But she says, are you all right? You know what I mean? So she can read me like a book, she can.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's the way it is. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Good stuff.
Just get on with it.
Yeah, get on with it. That's it. I think that's what June's mum used to say, just get on with it. Because if you don't get on with it, nobody else will for you.
It's only you who can sort yourself out.
That's it, exactly. And that's the trouble with a lot of people nowadays. They're all expecting somebody else to sort it out for them when sometimes the only person who can sort it out or make it better for you is you. No matter what's the problem, you've got to want to do it. And I've known you, AD, like 25 years now. You've always been a cracking lad. You always spoke to me and the wife. You've never fucking ignored us or anything like that. We used to have some great Christmas parties at Cannon. And you are just a nice lad, and it is a shame that this has fucking got
it's
you.
Just one of them things.
Yeah, but you have always got on with things. Like I said, you always used to be the one doing some work, running the exports, didn't you, and stuff like that. So, yeah, fair play to you, mate. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this?
No, that's just an insight into me and why I'm sitting in the corner all quiet.
Yeah, but so if you have got a problem where your leg is dragging... Don't think it is a stroke. It could be MS and you need to get yourself sorted because, you know, the sooner you get help, the better, isn't it? Do you think they will really cure it in the day, do you?
It'd be nice, but I'd never say no.
No, if they get it early enough, I mean, like you've said, you're probably beyond repair.
Yeah. you never know. You never say no, do you?
No, you don't, mate.
No, there's always research on MS.
Yeah.
They're researching it for a cure for it, so... You know, don't say no. I mean, at the moment, there isn't there, but who knows?
What's, you don't know, do you? So. You haven't got a clue. So, I mean, so if you got nothing else to add, mate?
No, I said my little piece. That's it. Well,
thank you for everybody for joining for this special edition of Peas in a Podcast, because Chris couldn't do it. But as Chris sent us a message, he says, the show must go on. So we did, didn't we? Hopefully we've put an insight into your life. Let me know what you think about the camera being up there. It probably won't change, because it probably just will stay up there, and we'll go from there. So, all good, mate?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for watching then, folks. Bye-bye. Laters.